This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus, and its name is Toys R Us. Bloomberg reports the remnants of the once iconic, but then a year or so ago bankrupt toy company is going to open up about a half a dozen stores in time for the holidays. Yes, we are talking that Toys R Us, it of the 800 store closings and 30,000 layoffs. But as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, the new Toys R Us ain't going to look much like the old one at all.
For one, the new Toys R Us stores are probably going to be much smaller, says Sean McGowan at Gateway Investor Relations.
They're not going to be reoccupying the old boxes. The layout's going to be very different. The focus is going to be different.
Toys R Us hasn't confirmed the details, but earlier this year, its executives said they want to focus more on customer service and in-store experiences. That could mean play areas in the store or fun events. Wendy Liebman at WSL Strategic Retail says that's because customers want a reason to walk into the store instead of ordering stuff online.
We want it to be what I would call a deep emotional experience as opposed to a, you know, shelves and walls of things stacked high.
But in the time since Toys R Us's liquidation, Amazon and big box stores like Walmart and Target have scooped up a bigger share of the toy market. And Morningstar analyst Jamie Katz says smaller Toys R Us locations will have a harder time competing with big box stores on price.
Because they don't have the scale with their vendors to negotiate those new prices.
Toy vendors that are still stinging from Toys R Us's liquidation. Gateway's Sean McGowan again.
It is going to be a bit of a challenge to, you know, go back to those same vendors and say, hey, by the way, we put the band back together. We've got this new format.
Toys R Us will also have to go back to the hiring pool after laying off 30,000 employees. McGowan says the smaller format simply won't support that kind of staff. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.